Welcome to the Political Rewind. I'm Madhoni Muturi. Today, white ethnic voters, the must-have demographic in Pennsylvania, darling, and changes in the electoral map.
First to the battleground state of Pennsylvania and one key group of voters, white men. Pennsylvania voted Democratic in recent presidential elections, and polls show Barack Obama leading there. But nationwide, among white male voters, surveys suggest more of an uphill battle for Obama. David Green went to talk to some of those voters in Fayette County, an hour south of Pittsburgh. It's a county that chose Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primary.
This is the area of Pennsylvania that once powered the steel industry. Coal was taken from the ground here and heated into fuel.
You couldn't see the stars at night. All you saw was red sky.
Sam Woods, 84, he worked in those coal mines. They've since closed, and these days, Sam hangs out on a roadside, selling ears of corn so sweet you can just dig in without cooking them.
All right, now, take a taste.
Wow. That's amazing.
My chomping away gives Sam a chance to tell me about the election.
I think our country's in bad shape. Now, see, I remember the other depression. I was only about 8 years old, but I got a good memory. For the time, we always had a man for the time when this country was in bad shape. I don't see none now.
He says he's thought about John McCain and isn't so sure.
Now, I like his vice president, not because she's good looking, but I think she's got a lot of common sense. She don't owe anybody anything in D.C.
And Sam says Sarah Palin is really the difference for him. He's voting for the Republican ticket. Now, he's a registered Democrat. He just says Barack Obama hasn't impressed him much.
Okay, I knew you were coming, but I didn't bake you no cake.
Yeah.
Customers are pulling up in their cars for corn. Sam seems happy to pass me along to them.
Grab him. Jump on him about the election.
He's introduced me to Rich Miner, who says he's thought long and hard about the election. He's 68, works for the local sewage authority, and says he voted for Hillary Clinton in the primary. These days, he says, he looks at John McCain and sees a carbon copy of President Bush, which he doesn't like.
Obama, I guess we take a chance on him. I mean, he's a rookie, but he sounds good.
This wasn't an easy decision for Rich. He says there was a time when he might not have supported a black candidate.
I myself at one time was very prejudiced, but I ain't no more. I don't know, I just changed my attitude. I'm around, well, I've always been around colored people. I've worked with them. I mean, I've always worked with them, and I found that early on that blacks sort of took advantage of the situation, but I don't know. Anymore, I don't know. I think they're okay. As long as they do their end of the job, I don't see nothing wrong.
So I asked Rich what he thinks of Obama doing the job as president.
He sounds like he's working for the middle class people. That's where he come from. Hopefully he's going to do us some good. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Fayette Engineering.
Industries and businesses come and go in this part of Pennsylvania. But Fayette Engineering has hung on. Russ Meckling just retired as president after a long time.
1964 till now. That's not so long. That's 46 years.
Sitting in his office, he tells me he's voting for Barack Obama. But he doesn't go around boasting about it.
You know, it's a little hard when you think about back in the primary when 80% of your neighbors didn't vote for him, to go around telling people that, hey, you made a big mistake, you should have voted for him. She didn't win anyhow.
There's another reason he's careful. Russ says people here are struggling with something else.
You know, there still seems to be the race issue. Nobody admits it. It's not something that's ever mentioned. But I think there is a racial component there. It's there. And it shouldn't be.
Russ says he hopes people take a look at the other differences between Obama and McCain.
I think there are people who have been telling themselves and telling their friends and neighbors that they just wouldn't vote for Obama, who are thinking now that, well, wait a minute, given the choice, I think maybe I might vote for Obama. I think he'll do better in Fayette County than you might have expected.
Democratic candidates are used to doing well here. Clinton, Gore, and Kerry all won Fayette County. Now Barack Obama hopes to add his name to that list. David Green, NPR News, Uniontown, Pennsylvania.
When Barack Obama chose a running mate, it was expected that Joe Biden would help with exactly the kind of voters we will meet next. Biden is Catholic, and he has roots in Pennsylvania, a state where white, ethnic, largely Catholic voters play a big role. But John McCain is making his own bid for the same voters, and the fight is intense in the former textile and mining communities around Wilkes-Barre. NPR's David Green begins on a Pennsylvania dance floor.
It was Oktoberfest weekend in Wilkes-Barre. The polka dancing, pierogies, and kielbasa all capture the culture of an area where European immigrants once came for jobs. But the festival's not the only thing people are thinking about. John Simchick celebrating his 55th birthday.
And seeing my 401k going down the tubes, I'm thinking I'm going to have to work more years than I anticipated.
He wants a president who can end the financial mess. Simchick's a Republican who did think about Barack Obama.
When I initially seen him on the campaign trail against Hillary, I was kind of at that point in time probably rooting for Obama, but since has changed my mind.
He says he's come to appreciate McCain's track record.
He's fought his own Republicans as well as the Democrats. I think he's a maverick.
Around here, political opinions can be as unpredictable as the music. I didn't expect a band playing polka to switch to Jimmy Buffett. And I didn't expect a Democrat like Roseanne Smith to say,
voting for McCain.
You are?
Yes.
She says it has a lot to do with Iraq.
I like the fact that he doesn't want to pull out of the war, right? Because we're there. I mean, you can't go and pull out now because everything that's done will be undone because now all the insurgents will come back in.
Roseanne recently lost her husband. He worked two jobs to support the family. Roseanne sees John McCain as the candidate who believes in that kind of self-reliance.
Obama wants to, as far as I'm concerned, put all this money out for all these programs. He's going to break us.
Still, she's not done thinking about this.
You kind of pick the person that you kind of have a feel for, and I kind of have a feel for McCain. And who knows? And I may even change my mind. That's my prerogative. I'm a woman.
A few miles away, things are quieter in a town where the abandoned coal processing plant towers over Main Street.
This is Pocono Mountain Leather in Ashley, Pennsylvania. That's Tazzy. That's Protector of the Leather right there.
The owner here is Carmen Cesari, a man who's never stuck with any one political party. These days, he's shopping for a reason to support someone. As for Obama,
he sounds too good to be true. He scares you. He scares me. He's got the right answer for everything.
So he's considering McCain, but he's got doubts there too.
McCain just seems like the traditional Republican that is going to do everything that the Republicans have done for years and no change will be involved.
If you ended up voting for McCain, what do you think your explanation would be that the next day? This is why I decided on John McCain.
I'm lost on that right now.
Next stop, Kelsey's Bar, where 67-year-old Lois McManus is eating lunch. She's also voted for both parties over the years. She describes Obama this way.
A keen intellect, very, very smart, must have a phenomenally high IQ.
Lois grew up here attending a Slovak Catholic church. She doesn't believe in abortion.
And see, that's such an overriding issue because of my faith. That's what that is.
And that may be the issue that gets her behind John McCain.
All I know is that he is pro-life. Bush was that too, but did he change anything? And to reverse Roe versus Wade through the Supreme Court, that whole process, how is that going to be accomplished? Because that would be the only way to change things.
But even that issue hasn't settled it for Lois.
It's hard. I have to pray. I have to pray, God, give me a sign.
You're not sure who you're going to vote for yet?
No, I'm not. Can you believe that?
After spending a few days in this part of Pennsylvania, I can. David Green, NPR News.
I'm Mathani Muturi, and it's the Political Rewind. Finally today, the states, they are changing.
Think of that choice in Virginia's mountains as one of many that affect a close vote for that state, which in turn could alter the electoral map, which we'll talk about next. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson is with us. And Mara, Virginia is one place where Democrats are competing where they haven't been able to in the past. Where else?
Well, there are a lot of places that all of a sudden Barack Obama is competing where Democrats didn't win last time. Florida, Colorado, Nevada. Ohio is always a battleground state. New Mexico, Iowa looks very good for him. I mean, he has a lot of ways to get to 270 electoral votes. That's what's happened recently. The electoral map seems to be shifting in his direction. And even in states that are pure toss-ups, he is leading by a little bit in current statewide polling.
So Barack Obama's got the money to gamble a little bit on some of these states to take a chance and see if he can get over the 270 electoral votes that decide the election. What about John McCain?
John McCain has a much narrower path to winning. He just pulled out of a very important state, Michigan, one of those blue states that he had hoped to turn red. He needs to hang on to everything that Bush got in 2004, and assuming that Barack Obama is going to pick up a couple of those Bush states, he needed to win some blue states. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and New Hampshire were all places where McCain had hoped to be competitive. Michigan just dropped off the list. Pennsylvania is looking more and more solid for Obama. So is Minnesota and Wisconsin. He just has fewer resources to play with, and that's why he has to drop out of a state like Michigan. He's basically doing triage.
Well, what is happening in the election that's giving Obama more chances to play on Republican turf than the other way around?
Two things. One is he has so many more resources than John McCain, and also the economy. The economy was always part of the wind at the back of the Democrats, but with the latest financial crisis on Wall Street, all of a sudden a landscape that was tilted to Democrats got even more steeply tilted to them.
That's NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson. And by the way, you can check out NPR's electoral map and work with it to make your own predictions about the 2008 presidential election. Just go to npr.org.
Thanks for listening to The Political Rewind, and we're blogging politics at Vox Politics. Find us at npr.org.